Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com. Ladies.
Hello, everybody.
And you know who I'm talking to. Yeah, what did you say? What did you say, Warren?
I said, hello, Ken.
No, you said, hello, everybody. Because that's Warren's catchphrase.
I didn't even know I had it till you pointed it out.
And Phil's being quiet.
Because he's upset with us.
What?
I'm not a lady. Dinner sucked. Motor Trend on America banged me in the butthole.
See,
and Moto America helped them.
And I'm hearing an echo now, Phil. So this,
hearing an echo too.
Echo.
The equipment sucks. We should just cancel the show because everything sucks.
So how was your weekend, Ken?
Did you watch the Moto America races?
I did. Actually, I watched both Moto America races.
I had to cuss people out to get my money back from Motor Trend on Demand. Sorry, go ahead.
So anyways, I have to thank my neighbor for helping me out. He let me use his man cave for the weekend so I could actually watch the
Motor
America races.
That was nice of him.
That was mighty.
Right. That was nice. That was be careful, Phil. We don't need any more trouble. Okay.
I don't even care.
He's in a mood today. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he's in the mood today. Somebody quick run a burger or something up over here.
Real food.
We have
next week you guys enjoy your
there's a restaurant right
next
door, Phil.
Yeah, he's got to go beep it now.
Yeah.
Now he's got to do it again. Beep, 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 beep. We're backing up Phil.
Well, you know something? I don't mind it when Phil does it because I know it's... but, you know, I know when he makes extra work for himself, that's okay. When we do it for him, I feel bad. So, I don't... You know, he can...
There's a $10 penalty if you do it.
That's right. So, we don't want to make his life more difficult. But please, help yourself, Phil.
You know? I just don't care
today. So, anyway.
He's in a mood today. He definitely is.
He is. What he ordered for dinner tonight just kind of blew me away. I would never guess that was what he ordered.
Nachos.
You know what? I'm going to add another couple minutes of work because the chicken gave me the the last 2 weeks. All right? I'm tired of that place.
Beep, beep, beep,
and the waitress
beep.
Is, whatever.
Yeah. You know, you gotta if Phil doesn't get fed right, he's like an angry animal.
I'm the person the Snickers commercial was made for.
That's right.
Phil, have a Snickers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I wonder what he looks like when he's comfortable. It's like a Danica Patrick here.
This is what he looks like this normal, but when he has a Snickers, he turns into Danica. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I could have found somebody a whole lot more attractive. Anyway.
Totally. Like any other woman would have been okay. Jimmy Johnson, Jorge Lorenzo.
Danica. What are you guys talking about?
This is an amazingly interesting start to this week's show.
Yeah, I almost hijacked a little bit. We had some listeners actually go to some races that we didn't get to go to.
We did.
Keep having the curse words. Is that what it is, Warren?
We did. Marloff went to COTA.
Because Martin and Olaf are the same person.
They are the same person.
They're like twins.
They were like separated at birth. And they'll disagree, but it's definitely true. We could tell you, we looked at it, and we would not have been able to tell the difference.
I think Phil's going to put up side-by-side photos on Facebook sometime in the near future.
Yeah, we have them. They've put them up there now, so... We have them, and you know, and he also flipped off Phil on Facebook. So
no, he was just saying Phil was number one.
Yeah,
and then one of our listeners, Drew, went to Supercross in Indy, posted up some pictures for us. Thank you,
thank you both of you guys,
right?
For posting our pictures, all three of them. I mean, Martin Olof.
That only goes one.
Oh, Marloff.
Marloff. Yeah. So anyway. Wow.
I tried to pull it back.
I did. So I got to watch a lot of racing this weekend.
I did.
Really good. So
no,
Phil did. Phil got to watch not quite enough. Is what it was.
You know, we're going to get the rant. You know, the motorcycle news rants and racing. We're going to get the rants and racing all together this evening.
There was good racing. I honestly got to say that in all of them, I thought all the Supercross racing was really good this weekend.
Yeah.
I thought the Moto 2 and Moto GP racing was really good this weekend, and I thought the Moto America, which Phil didn't get to see, racing was really.
It was
really
good. But I got to disagree with you. I didn't think the Moto GP was all that interesting, other than the fact that they kept.
I did not who was going to win, but there was a lot of good racing going on behind.
Okay, well, I can give you that a little bit, except for the crashing.
Yeah. Well. Not the people that I wanted to crash, though. So, anyway. But, you know, so that was pretty good. So, I watched a lot of racing this weekend. What did you do this weekend?
Unfortunately, I watched a lot of racing too because it, you know, because we had, you know, snow, quite a bit of snowstorms on Saturday.
Did you have a lot of snow?
You know what?
It didn't. Nothing stuck, but there was times you couldn't see.
I was out of track watching guys race during these quote snowstorms.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't like to, you know, if I have a choice between riding in the snow and not, I usually choose not.
Well, it wasn't,
and I do have a choice because it's
sticky.
My bike.
It wasn't sticky.
No, it wasn't, but it was still not something I care to do.
Didn't even get any snow out where I am, so I didn't see it.
There was a couple times I could barely see. I'd say the visibility was reduced by maybe to 2 blocks.
Right.
It was coming down pretty heavy, but nothing stuck, of course.
You know, only right. Once did I lose sight of the beer cooler. That's because somebody walked between us.
Yeah.
And I explained that doesn't happen again.
Phil had a rough weekend. He was working as a pit crew member up at the local track here, which basically meant Phil sat in a chair all day long, ate and drank, and that was about it. Right?
It was
cold.
Barbecue pit?
Yeah, I'll tell you
was
what.
Was it a barbecue pit?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about I knew you were going to be
at
the
summit. Heater going in the camper. In the trailer.
I was telling you because it
was just warm.
It was cold, and you know, out my way, and I had thinking it's got to be rough.
It was fucking cold.
It's got to be rough up there at Summit Point.
It was.
This
was
weekend.
Pretty cold.
But anyway, so. We're going to head off to a break and going to give you a little preview of what we're going to do today. We're going to do a segment of news, and then we're going to do 2 segments of racing because we've got so much racing to see. Even with, we're going to talk a lot about racing.
Kind of like
I was
going
to talk about baseball because that's actually on television that people get. Maybe football. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll be back. Back to the doghouse with Warren, Ken, and Hangry Phil.
Hangry
Phil.
He was over there typing nasty messages to people while we were on break.
Another nasty email to Moto America.
He needs to quit.
Why?
Because we, you know, we.
What's
we
the
nice
point
to
of
him?
Going to VIR to watch a series that's actually in the process of killing themselves? Because literally thousands of people are pissed off that they paid for this Motor Trend on Demand package to not find the stuff.
Okay, my thought is that the big mistake they made was not letting everybody know when BN Sports told them they had to drop. They were exclusive.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
People are going to walk.
But you had signed up well before that, right?
Yeah, because Moto America told me that's where I could get it.
Well, that's probably where they were until they got they got a better offer, a television package that.
Yeah, I already paid. Is Moto America going to give me my money back?
No.
Is Moto America going to give everybody their money back?
No, but
scumbag.
Motor Trend should.
Well, I'm going to ask a question.
Here, you want to know something? I ran DMG out of there. I'll run you out.
We'll save,
keep this shit up.
We'll save this
for the
racing section. Okay. So, due to Phil's recent conversion to being a coming a Ducati enthusiast, I thought
you are such a jerk.
I thought I'd go over.
What's the actual term for those people? Ducatist?
Yeah, Ducatist. I thought I'd go over 6 little known facts about Ducati that I thought Phil would appreciate, okay?
Oh, stuff's flying through the studio. Okay.
So we talk about Ducati as a motorcycle manufacturer, right?
Yes.
On the show all the time. In fact, most people actually think that that's where Ducati started and continues to be, you know, this high-end Italian motorcycle manufacturer. But in fact, Ducati's roots include radios, reel-to-reel projectors, and electric razors.
I kind of vaguely remember seeing the Ducati projectors when I was in, you know, like elementary and middle school.
Well, you got me beat because I don't ever remember seeing a Ducati.
Kind of vaguely do now that you pointed it out.
They got out of those
businesses. I never remember.
They got out of those businesses because because, according to Phil, who wants a radio broadcast that's delayed by 8 seconds?
Well, maybe it was Super 8 film that they were projecting.
Or a razor that misses the first 8 hairs it encounters.
Yeah.
Or a projector that only plays 1 out of every 8 frames.
I might actually want that with some of the movies that are out today. Yeah,
that's true. Okay, number 5. Ducati has a rich history of motor innovation and was the first a virtually unknown motor called the Cicillo.
Which is Italian for?
And the Cicillo was born after their factory was bombed in World War II. It was a little motor that could be strapped onto any bicycle, but it didn't last long in the marketplace.
Because it got bombed too?
No, when they discovered the bicycles were faster without it.
Strap a motor on your bicycle and finish 8th.
That's right.
I'm going to cheat all the way to 8th.
There you go. Number 4. Ducati is all handmade. They are still made by hand in Italy. There are factories in Brazil and Thailand, but they are only for assembly purposes and only for local markets. There are no robots involved in any part of the Ducati's production. Each and every part of the bike-making process is signed by the worker who did it.
I've heard that before.
There you go. Well, these are little-known facts, so good for you. Number 3, Ducati has an amazingly diverse workforce. About 30% of the production staff at the Borgo Panigale factory is female.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean 30%.
And so, today being equal pay day, I wonder if they are.
It's Italy. Not equal pay day over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number 2, Ducati boasts dual production lines in Bologna because of the idiots in California and their stringent emission standards. And the lack of feasibility for producing motorcycles for a single state. So Bologna has 2 production lines. One is for bikes that are destined to the U.S. market, and the other for the rest of the world. Thank you, California. You guarantee you have raised the price for every Ducati destined to our shores.
That's sad, but...
I wonder if anybody else does that. Runs 2 production lines. One for the U.S. because of California, and
yes,
one for the rest of the world.
Every car manufacturer. Probably every motorcycle manufacturer except Harley, because nobody buys them outside the U.S.
Yeah.
But every car manufacturer, I can't buy the cars I can buy in Europe here. I can't buy the cars I can buy in Australia because
no,
of California.
I understand that. But like Japanese manufacturers, okay? Japanese manufacturers manufacture, in the ones that are in the U.S., they're manufacturing only for the U.S. market.
Yeah.
So they don't have to run 2 production lines in Japan.
Right.
For those cars.
Yeah,
okay.
But Volkswagen.
BMW does too as well.
Well, that's why they build factories here, is because of that.
Well, you know,
they're identical cars, but
that's one of the reasons.
And I could get a Ford Fiesta in Europe with a diesel and get 100 miles to the gallon.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I can't get that here.
No, there's a lot.
Because of California.
Oh, no. There's European models of a lot of vehicles that you can't buy in the U.S.
Yeah,
because
and I'm sure more than one bike company does that.
Right.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and number 1, even though it's completely hand-built at Ducati factories, speed is the key. For example, a Monster takes a mere 88 minutes to build.
That's interesting.
That's pretty impressive for
it's
a handmade
bike.
It's
funny that it's 8-8.
Yeah. I thought Phil would appreciate that. Okay, let me move on. So, Phil, did you appreciate that? Do you feel a little better now?
I feel a little better, okay. And I've actually gone from curse words to almost curse words in my email to Motor America.
Very good. Okay. So, sometimes when you get away with something, or you think you did, it's probably not a wise idea to post a video of your hijinks on YouTube.
How many times
do we have to say that?
About 50 times a year, I think.
I kind of feel like Ted Cruz, who repeats everything all the time because it doesn't sink into people.
Apparently the people that do this stuff aren't listening to this show.
They need to. If you have an idiot friend that rides a motorcycle,
right,
you need to tell him to listen to our show so that we can tell him, don't post on YouTube.
Right. In this case, what was interesting about this story was that the rider was arrested 4 months after police say he led them on a chase through the streets of New Jersey that reached over 160 miles an hour.
Phil.
Yeah.
Phil don't go that fast.
Yeah, Phil doesn't go 160 miles an hour. A pursuit he recorded on video and posted online. Anthony, I'm a moron. I'm not going to give your whole name on there. His nickname is Stupid Facebook Poster, of Wanakee, I guess you pronounce is the way to pronounce it, New Jersey. Unless, Phil, you want to correct me?
Say it again.
Wanaque.
Wanoke.
Winnock, whatever. New Jersey was charged this past Wednesday with eluding police with the risk of severe bodily injury and resisting arrest. The chase began last December 10th after an officer caught him doing a wheelie out on the streets, which is actually it's a great way to get law enforcement's attention.
Should have pepper sprayed him.
He should have pepper sprayed. Well, I don't. Here's the thing. He probably would have had he got close enough to do that. Okay. Apparently, he saw the individual out there doing the wheelie on the road and popped his lights on. But instead of pulling over, he sped off, and that's where the chase took off. Officers from Pequannock. Come on, people, give me a break. Give me a break. Come up with a decent name. Can you be like from Smallville?
Easy Cracker. Yeah, Easy right. Cracker. You know what? That's what the towns were called before you invaders got here.
The invaders, yes. Let's see. I think I have some of that blood in me. Okay.
Only because your boyfriend is.
No. Yeah, right. Oh.
Bada bing, bada bang, bada fuka.
Okay. Officers from some town with a Native American name and Riverdale later joined the pursuit.
You could pronounce Riverdale.
Yeah, see, it's because it's a white name. A video from the helmet camera showed him weaving in and out of traffic on the highway and through a residential area where the pursuit was then called off. He then fled northbound onto Interstate 287. His speedometer, which was picked up on his video on his helmet cam, showed his speed in excess of 160 miles an hour. So he did all this, but he got away, right? He didn't get caught.
For a short while.
Well, no, 4 months, that's more than a short while. And he probably never would have been caught if he hadn't actually posted the video of it on YouTube.
Racist.
I dug something out of the vault for you, Ken.
There you go, I appreciate it. So here's the thought. If you were a cop, right, and you're forced to call off your chase because you're headed into a residential neighborhood, do you actually think they just go back to eating their donuts and forget about it, or you think they'd be kind of pissed off and begin digging in for info?
But I would say they go for the donuts first, and then they start digging in.
Yeah. Well, maybe do both. They eat the donuts while they're digging. But the officers in this case didn't have to dig too much, because when it looked like they'd never find the offender, he decided he was going to post it up on YouTube, and it didn't take long for the police to track it to the offender.
He probably thought the statute's limitations had expired.
And you know what they did then after that happened? They didn't go to his house or knock on his door or anything like that. They just started tracking him in their vehicles and waiting for him to do something else stupid, but they eventually got impatient and pulled him over. And this time, they made sure that he wasn't going to be able to get away. They made sure they had other vehicles in front of him, located in front of him, so when they pulled him over, he had no way to take them on another joyride. They seized his bike, his helmet, his camera, his laptop, and his motorcycle jacket. I'm not quite sure why they kept his motorcycle jacket.
Association.
Maybe it was really nice.
And I think, and once
fit
they got
one of the cops,
he wasn't going to run because a month earlier he had actually broken his leg in a motorcycle crash.
He was like, ah, screw that.
He does say that he plans to ride more carefully in the future.
I bet you it's going to be a while.
That's what I was going to say. My guess is he's going to be doing without a motorcycle license for at least a couple years, but maybe he'll post that on YouTube too. Yeah. Here, people, don't post stupidity on.
We can't say it enough. You know what? Post it up. You deserve to go to jail.
Yeah, right.
You just do it. If you're that dumb.
No, I'm a very much of a proponent for them to post this kind of stuff, because otherwise we have less stories to talk about.
Yeah, and not only that, it saves taxpayer dollars too. The cops don't have to dig nearly as hard to catch you if you post it up on YouTube.
So I'm okay with it.
I'm saying, yeah, post it up on YouTube, put it on Facebook, let everybody know, tell your friends you did it, you know, whatever. Okay. Next story. Social media is in part to blame for an apparent increase in the number of dirt bike and all-terrain vehicles that are riding on urban streets.
Because it looks cool.
According to the chief of police of the
we need to ban Facebook.
District of Columbia cops.
Yeah, it's Facebook's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
We need to ban Facebook.
But this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, it has been. The Washington, D.C. area has dealt with several recent cases involving off-road vehicles that are starting to really worry law enforcement officials and the public, including an officer who was injured when his motorcycle was dragged by an ATV and an ambulance that was blocked by several off-road vehicles last month. the ambulance was actually delayed in getting to the hospital. So,
I heard that they got into the ambulance.
Yeah, they actually opened the door and was threatening the driver because they claim he cut him off.
Yep.
It's a damn ambulance.
Yeah, I know.
What
he
should have done is said, it's an F-550. I'm just going to drive the rest of you over.
Come back and pick you up in an hour.
I feel threatened. I got to get to a safe place. So I'm going to drive right over top of him.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this flat out, because my niece and nephew live in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever, and I don't care what color you are, I don't care who you think you are, you get in the way of an ambulance taking my niece or nephew to the hospital, I'll kill everybody you know, burn their houses down, kill your neighbors, shoot everybody in your neighborhood, and probably break every bone in everybody's body.
See how he is.
Who you've ever talked to.
Wait a minute.
Anybody got a Snickers?
That's not a threat. That's a goddamn promise.
Phil, couldn't you have just stopped after their family? Did you have to go after their neighbors?
I'm making a point.
Yeah,
I will kill everybody.
So that 89-year-old lady lives next door. Who's never been on a motorcycle.
You know what? She should have called the cops when she saw the idiot buy that.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay. Also, last year, a group of people riding offload vehicles brought traffic to a halt on the Capitol Beltway outside Washington while shooting video. And I just did a story a couple weeks ago about
might be the same one.
No. These were off-road and ATVs. Okay. These were not sport bikes. Lanier said, quote, I think for the riders, this has become a trend where they videotape themselves and specifically videotaping disruptions and traffic. For them, they think it's fun. My thought, what they ought to do is maybe get a job, then get delayed for 3 hours coming home because of the backup that ass wipes that like them cause, and see if you get a clue then.
I know that she also said that they were confiscating and destroying the bikes that they took.
Yes.
I don't know how they can actually do that piece. The destruction piece.
It's D.C., so it's a socialist.
Well, I mean, you got a point there, but still.
Yeah, it's personal property.
Once they seize it, they can auction it.
It depends on what was seized for. If it was for drugs, your answer is yes.
Yes, that's right.
If it's just for public nuisance, no, they can't do that.
Yeah, they can make you pay for the impoundment fees, but they can't.
I'm sure the benevolent dictator of D.C. has passed some kind of rule that they can do that.
I don't remember D.C. is they don't have complete home rule, so they can't.
They do. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Not really, because
they don't answer Congress.
Well, they technically do.
They're supposed to. You know what? And you're not supposed to ride the bike down the street.
They've seized nearly 400 dirt bikes and ATVs and made over 100 arrests in the past year, but they say the trend of the dirt bike and ATV disruptions is expected to continue or grow, especially with the warming weather.
I'm assuming this is also the state of Virginia's fault for selling ATVs. And
no, it's Facebook. It's social media. It's completely social media.
But, they couldn't do it without the motorcycles.
That's what they're claiming. The officials are claiming that it's social media because of social media and the fact that people get notoriety by posting stuff up on social media that they're doing this stuff.
So there's a motorcycle dealers outside the D.C. and Facebook. That's their problem. Yeah, they're the cause of it.
They're not. I don't think there's.
I'm being facetious.
I was going to say, I don't recall. I don't know. It's not a problem unique to the District of Columbia, by the way.
No.
It's definitely not.
No, I mean,
big
the
time
first place, that's
South our, Florida's
you know,
big on this.
South Bronx.
Right.
Baltimore's hard.
Yeah, New York.
Baltimore and Philly.
And New York's having a big problem with this.
They've had it for years.
Yeah, they've had a problem.
That's how they get the drugs around the city.
Police released photos on Thursday of 245 people believed to have been riding the bikes illegally. And you know, Baltimore's problem's really, really huge. They have a riding club up there called the 12 O'Clock Boys, who they were subject of a documentary a couple years ago. And, Baltimore's so worried about this, they're actually considering creating an urban park to give people a place to ride. The problem is that's not why they're doing it, folks.
Right. Unless you're going to let the drug addicts hang out there or the dealers. The dealers hang out there to get resupplies. They're just retarded.
They're not. I mean, they are stupid, you know. And now, I was talking about New York City in there.
Yes, and I just stereotyped everybody doing that, okay?
Yeah.
Proud of it.
Okay.
You stop an ambulance taking a kid to a hospital, and you're going to get what you deserve.
In my opinion, if you delay or stop an ambulance taking anybody that needs to go to a hospital in there, you got to be beaten to death, in my opinion. So,
and don't think I won't do it.
In New York City, Phil's favorite mayor, Bill de Blasio, this week, he actually came out and announced that he's a moron. But beside that, he said that he... beside that, he...
I think de Blasio is a tiny moron.
He said he plans to crush all bikes seized and broadcast the destruction of these bikes on television.
New York, put it on YouTube. Again. Hashtag doghouse.
Yeah. Right. Again, though, I don't think you can do that
the
unless it's associated with
nothing
with
to
drugs.
Do with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you.
It probably is only you probably only can't do it if they're still riding them. But I'm okay with
well,
that
that's what
too.
The pepper spray is yeah. for. They can pepper spray the entire street.
Well, anyway, so I just want to get through the story because we do need to wrap this up
long.
In there. So, but anyway, so that's the and the liberals are all saying that the problem is due to social media, but. You know what? It's like people aren't responsible.
I don't want to go to break.
People don't have to be responsible. If there's something else, excuse you can make for it.
They're
right?
just allowing them to be imported from out of state, and it's causing all kinds of problems.
It is absolutely true. All right. We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the racing, and maybe we'll even talk about some of the racing that Phil watched.
I doubt it.
Why don't we? You did watch Supercross, right?
I did watch.
All right. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Really should eat better dinner someplace better because I shouldn't have to eat during breaks.
Yeah, I think you're also going to have to check for more than just that first segment's worth of curse words.
Yeah, I know. I said a couple times.
Phil,
there you go. You
Phil,
happy now?
Phil,
said it again.
You should eat any time you want to if it raises.
Well, I can't if I got to do the racing.
His blood sugar's low.
Why don't I eat while you guys are talking about? Why don't I eat while you guys are talking about
Moto America
because they don't want people to watch it.
But
you know what? We did our best to help those idiots. And I'm not even going to beep that out. I'm so pissed off about this whole thing. They deserve to be screamed at. There are thousands of people who spent money to watch a package that you told them was going to be there, and it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to refund their money?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why they're not at the track? You want to know why there's 10 people, Ken and me, at Barbara? That's why. You just screwed your fans.
Okay, maybe
why don't Elena Meyer have a ride? Because nobody shows up to race. Because it can't be watched. Because you know what? You guys just screwed your fans. And you know how many of them are going to come back? It's not like they could say, oh, I was on the wrong channel. Who the hell actually gets Bean TV?
Me.
You would.
My neighbor.
Your neighbor.
My neighbor. I know. So.
Yeah. Like, I mean, less than 20% of America.
Well, I understand.
It's Moto America.
I think we all understand that, Phil. Moto, but
all America.
I think.
And apparently not. It's Moto America for terrorists.
Okay.
I'll just hear it. There we go.
Okay, Phil. Yeah, I think you made your point. Let's move on. Okay. So, what do you want to talk about? Supercross first? Because you did watch that.
I did get to watch because that's on a real station.
That's on a
real station Americans get.
Right.
I don't even know what happened in Super Sports. Supercross, I'm so pissed off right now. Damn it. I am mad. 250.
Yes, so let's talk about 250.
250 east or west?
It would be.
You know what?
It
was you ask another question like that, you're not talking again this show. It was the east.
It was the east.
They were in Indy.
It was east because the west.
They were
was
like there. The only series not racing in Texas this week. Everybody else is in Texas. NHRA, NASCAR.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
MotoGP, some series that nobody ever gets to watch.
Was Flat Track?
Flat Track was at COTA.
All right, there
you
go.
You know what?
Well,
Flat Track was on FansChoice.tv.com.
Okay.
I mean, FansChoice.tv.
Right.
And I could watch that.
Right. They were near COTA. They weren't actually at.
No, they were at the track that's like, it's like right outside the roast.
Yeah, it's the same one that the X Games ran.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. They ran the track that ran at the X Games.
Okay.
Where they were on ESPN. Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm just bitter and angry.
Well, let's
talk
about 250 East.
Plessinger, where did that come from?
Well, you know, we've talked about Plessinger.
We have.
He's been
up there, but he hasn't quite been able to break into the lead. He got the whole shot this weekend, and it was
no tournament. He was good all night, though. In the qualifiers, he had a good qualifying time.
He was good all night. I mean, my opinion, I was waiting for Malcolm to be able to catch up with him, and he couldn't.
I was a little surprised by that myself, too.
Yeah, he was able to hold him off, and... I mean, you know, we talked about where Plessinger come from. Before this race, Plessinger was already in third place in the standings. We didn't realize it because we don't talk about him much. Mm-hmm. Right. But he's been doing well. So I don't think it was that surprising.
But him and Malcolm should never dance after a race again.
No, they should.
It was kind of...
That was just weird and awkward.
Gay. It was gay.
It was pretty gay.
It was gay.
I did like that they had Brittany Force... hold up the 30-second clock for one of the heat races.
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
And she definitely is hotter than the chick they have down here.
Yes, I would. You're not going to get me to argue
there
about
is
that.
No doubt about that. I honestly think the girls that do the undercard stuff, you know, like the heat races, are hotter than the chick they have doing that.
I agree, 100%.
No doubt about 100%. It. They need to relook into that.
I agree. They apparently, when it comes to that, they don't know how to choose.
They don't know how to pick women.
They don't.
Women's have curves.
They should hire me to do that. So
yeah. Well, Ken's got a casting couch all set up.
That's right.
He's in a van.
Already ready for that. So I mean, you know, hats off to Plessinger. I mean,
good job.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And Malcolm had a good run too. Just couldn't catch him.
Couldn't catch him.
Gannon or that.
Couldn't catch him. And every time Plessinger had to put the hammer down to, you know, pull back away, he did it. He was able to do it through the whole race. So
he looked good.
So that was really good. So let's go on to the 450s, which I think was one of the best 450 races of the season.
It was the best. It really was.
It was finally some
battling.
It was a great race. Well, it was a battle, but my guess is that when the race was all over with, without telling people how it came out, I have a feeling that it had to be a major frustration to Mr. Roczen.
Oh, yeah. You could tell in his post-race interview that...
How do you beat somebody who's runs a perfect race? You can't... I mean, he did not make any mistakes. Roczen did. Roczen made some mistakes. He was able to keep it close, but Roczen...
Dungey did make one mistake, and Roczen got ahead of him.
Yeah, but
it lasted less than a lap.
Less than a lap, because the problem is that Roczen made a handful of mistakes in the race, which, you know, when you're fast, you can get away with.
Dungey carries more speed through the turns.
Dungey carries more speed through the turns, but Roczen was able to pick on the going through the whoop section and on any straightaway section that they had in there, he was able to close the gap in there.
But he just lost too much on the turns.
Well, he did, but he also made mistakes. And Roczen made a few mistakes, and he even said that in the interview. But it's kind of like
Dungey's a machine; he's a robot. Hey,
Dungey's like a machine. Yeah,
I could run as good as I could, but it just wasn't good enough.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I raced my best race, and it's just not good enough. Some other people in there. Tomac's still having some issues. I don't know what's going on with Tomac. He's
I really like Tomac. But I don't see him staying on a Kawasaki too long if he don't get things straightened out.
I don't know. I mean, he looked like...
I thought that was a good fit for him. I thought, wow, finally he's going to be on a really good bike with a really good team.
It just hasn't worked out.
It hasn't worked out,
This whole race, and it was a good race to watch because it wasn't decided till the very end. It was a rough track, but it was all Dungey and Roczen, whole race, which they are...
Yeah, no one else was close. I mean, the third place was, 10 seconds behind him or something like that?
I mean...
Yeah, who was that? Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson. Yeah. I mean, it was Dungey and Roczen, and apparently they were proven that you don't have to have the best start.
No.
Because neither one of them was
at the front. You know, we've always said for years, the whole shot's everything in Supercross.
It's a lot, but it's not. Clearly
but
not
it's
everything.
It's clearly not anymore.
It's clearly not. Well, it's not amongst the elite. That's the thing. I think it means
Webb
more
proves
than 250.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah, Webb proves it, but I think it's much more. I think if one of the top guys gets the whole shot, it's pretty much end of story at that point.
Justin Barcia, 15th. Weston Pike, 16th.
Barcia's having a miserable season. Absolutely miserable
season. Shave the beard.
Yeah, it's not working for you.
Hey,
take a shower.
Yes. Can't fear the beard if you don't have one.
It's not working for you.
Can't fear the beard if you can't see because it's so many laps down.
But
there was a big name missing this weekend.
Ken's favorite.
Musken wasn't Musken.
Oh, I thought you could talk about Bubba. Stewart. Yeah.
Well, he was out
his
as well.
Vagina.
Yeah. No.
I mean his ankle.
Right. He sprained his vagina.
Hey, this show's not. It's not. This is not one of our best.
No. This will actually be one of our best.
We'll see. We'll see.
But Musken has out, and that's why also turned out why he was finished so poorly last week is
he was injured.
Yeah, he was injured. He crashed in the preliminary practice round or something.
Let's talk instead of talking Moto America.
Let's talk Moto America.
No, we'll save it for
let's
last.
Let's say everything that most of America saw.
Well, I'm going to tell you why we're not going to do that. Okay?
Why?
Because I if we run out of time, I want to run out of time on Moto America.
Okay, I agree with that.
Right.
So we're going to run out of time. We should run out of time.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll
take our break.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about MotoGP, Moto2. I thought an amazing Moto2 race. This is the one time I'm going to say this to you, Warren. Hats off to you for picking Rins. I'll never actually give him credit again, so enjoy it. Bathe in it. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Should we talk rumors, or should we talk the race first? I kind of want to talk the rumor mills that have been
formed. Oh, that's fine. We can talk the rumor mills. I mean, they're still just, I think...
Well, by next month, Lorenzo has to give his answer to Yamaha about whether, should I stay or should I go? In May, Mugello.
That's a great idea for a song.
Yeah.
Should I stay or should I go? It is. Yeah. It is.
Well, Suzuki... That's the deadline. For him to respond to Yamaha, my guess is that he'll decide well before that.
Well, what the guy who runs the Suzuki team says is that it's a done deal already.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can say that. You know,
he can say that because he's worried about losing Vinales to Yamaha to take over his spot.
Right.
And I think he thinks Vinales is gone.
Yeah.
Which means Zarco might move up to Suzuki because that's what you're saying. Dovi might go to KTM. Iannone's going to get a job at a junkyard because that's what he does. He makes junk. And then there's a vicious little rumor starting up that next year Marquez will go to Ducati too and form a super team of Spanish people that hate Rossi.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think an Italian Mark's going to have two Spanish riders. I just don't see that.
They will next year?
What do you mean they will next year? We don't know that. Neither one of those guys are under contract, right?
Yeah, and
right now,
and
the best was
Iannone saying, "Yeah, well, I think I'm the one they're going to keep. No. I've been ahead of him in all the races. They're not going to keep taking him out from behind."
Ducati's history is they always try to sign Italian riders that they can't. Okay, now I know I said if they can't. Okay, but Rossi, right? I mean, they signed Stoner too, but you know it's a big deal. It's a bigger deal for the Italians. There's no Spanish bike that you know that's racing out there that they're going to try and get riders.
Isn't Bataco starting?
But it's
up?
a big deal. Not in super. They're not ready. I guarantee that. I guarantee mopeds don't count in super in MotoGP. But anyway, right now they have two Italian riders. The factory team has two Italian riders,
and both are probably gone.
And both of them have a woman's name, Andrea. So, I don't see that. I don't see them being two Spanish riders on a. I just don't see it. I could be wrong.
Well, you know,
could
be wrong. If they want to win.
Well, if they want
to win, they'll give the Ducati team will give their riders Hondas.
No, you want my opinion?
That's what they'll do.
You want my opinion? And you might not agree with me, but I totally mean this 100%. If Ducati really wanted to win that bad, they would find the Stoner wouldn't be a test rider.
Yeah.
They would have paid him whatever amount of money because...
No, they would have paid his wife whatever amount of money she wanted.
Because he's proven...
They'd have bought him her a new husband.
He's proven he can adjust to the bike, and all the other riders want the bike to adjust to them. So, you know, and they might have tried it. But I tell you what, there is a dollar amount that it doesn't really matter that he would ride for Ducati again. But anyway,
yeah, it's like whatever is the
so what do you these exactly? Which of these do you think is actually going to come to fruition?
I think JLo to and I call him JLo
to Ducati because Ducati's offering him a bucket of money.
Yeah,
right. He's going to go
and
he doesn't care about winning anymore.
So that means he wants the money.
That means that money. You know, one of those other guys, one
which
of the Andres are out.
I could see, and Rossi's already been like talking up Vinales to Yamaha,
right?
So I could see two of those happening. Mm-hmm. Dovi to KTM, I think, is a pretty smart move.
But Joseph to a CRT team. I don't think anybody knows whether going to KTM is a good thing or not right now. It's a brand new team.
I'm just saying, Dovi's going to get shuffled back at.
I could make an argument that Dovi be a good replacement for Lorenzo on Yamaha.
I agree with that, but so, I don't see them doing it.
I don't either. It's just that they're too busy looking for superstars, and Vinales is the big up-and-coming guy.
Yeah, because really, Yamaha should hire Batista and let him block for Rossi to get him a 10th championship.
But my problem is Batista likes to take Rossi out.
Well, team orders, don't hit your own guy.
Yeah, right.
And some other people should learn that, but... So we should probably talk. Let's go to Moto 2.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit of a surprise.
Oh, I think.
Well, for some of you.
Well, I think it was a. Surprise.
Oh, shines on every dog's behind once.
To me, Rins is very, very talented, but in my opinion, he's very, very inconsistent. You don't know from week to week what's going to happen.
Yeah, I won't disagree
and
with
Lowe's
that.
And Lowe's had a really good weekend up until the race.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Lowe's is...
inconsistent, too.
Well, yeah, he's inconsistent in staying on the bike.
Yeah.
Because he tends to... He keeps...
falling off.
He keeps falling off, yeah. So, that's what kept me from being able to pick Lowe's this week is because I didn't know if he'd finish the race.
Lowe's is very aggressive.
He's very aggressive. He's very, very hard on the tires, especially on the rear tires, because the guy is just like he has a good time when he's racing, but he slides the rear around so much that's very, very rough on the sidewalls of the tire. And, he gets away with it, but he doesn't seem to be a strong ladder in the race, and I think that's because he uses his tires.
Well, this past weekend, he didn't seem to... run out of control like you see him.
He didn't have anybody really to race with.
He didn't because there was so much space between him and Rins and Zarco.
Right.
Well, you got a point there.
He was just clocking laps.
That's all he was doing. I mean, the Moto 2 race.
Because after the first turn, he really couldn't catch Rins.
Well, once Rins got out front, Rins started to pull away. He just had a little bit more speed than everybody else out there. Zarco had a problem with his bike. I mean, getting a podium, I think, is a...
That was excellent.
That's a hell of a thing for him to be able to do.
It was his racing ability that kept everybody behind him.
I don't think I've ever seen him be impressed by the number of riders that he got pressed with at this race. So
yeah, everybody was all over his butt.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't expect to see you're probably not going to see that again this season, at least. And he won't be around next season anyways. He'll be in MotoGP. But Rins, that's good. I mean, it doesn't help me from picking the next race at all because.
It also gets kind of nice. Last year it was pretty much the Zarco show. This year we already had different winners.
Well, we had different winners last year. Last year, Sam Lowe's won right from the beginning and then just faded really, really quick in there. And last season, I think it wasn't until the second half of the season that Rins started to show up. Rins had a very disappointing first half of the season.
The second half is when he picked up.
Right. Yeah. So, Zarco, the one thing Zarco's got and he's always had is he's amazingly consistent.
Yeah.
You know, but he doesn't.
He was bitching a little bit about the bike this year. I mean, this weekend and a couple other things, you know, and sometimes you miss the setup. That's part of racing. Yep. Sometimes you just miss.
And sometimes things break on your bike. He said the bike was missing a lot and, you know, he didn't have the power. He didn't have the power on the acceleration coming out of the turns. And that'll kill you on a track like Coda with the long straightaway stretches like that.
Big straightaways.
Yeah, it definitely looked like there was something wrong with the bike.
Yeah, well, there was definitely something wrong with the bike. I don't think he was making it. Zarco's not the type of person to, you know, make up that kind of stuff. So. You know, to him, he's probably thrilled to get a podium there.
Yeah. No, I think when at with what halfway through the race when he was battling back at ninth.
Yeah, I know.
Or whatever. I think a third's a win to him.
I think it absolutely is.
And the top four riders in Moto 2 are only separated by 4 points.
Yeah. So I mean, nothing.
So it's going to be a good season.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Well, so far it's early.
So far.
It's early. Unless Rins and Lowe's can get some consistency, they're going to run into the same problem they ran into last year.
And you got to figure the guy, whoever signed Alex Marquez, is probably just kicking themselves in the butt.
Yeah, not good, huh?
Nowhere near like his brother.
No, at least not on that bike. You know, no. Maybe, you know.
Maybe. Maybe he saw something else on it.
Maybe. And MotoGP.
MotoGP.
Have you ever seen a situation where the Yamahas just had nothing to offer to the fight? Did you notice that in that race?
Yeah, it was called a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Remember the first year they went to COTA?
Yeah.
And they got out on the big straightaways and the Honda and the...
Killed them.
And that just happened again.
Yeah.
Well, last year the Ducatis just rolled by them.
Yeah, but the first year they were at Dakota, and I know you really weren't watching it. The first year they went to COTA, Yamaha got to that first straightaway, and it was like... Everybody passed them, including three of the fans on Rascals.
Yeah, right.
You know, they had nothing. And it was back to that.
Right.
I don't know what happened that they went. It was almost like they took a step backwards.
Yeah, the bigger news, it did seem that. It did seem like they did take a step backwards. And I don't know what it is.
Well,
but you know, the big surprise to me in that race was I thought this was going to be a race that really favored the Ducati. Because of the straightaways and their mm-hmm. straightaway speed.
It didn't seem like it.
It didn't show up.
And the sandbagging happen. Hondas had more straightaway speed than everybody.
Well, they weren't sandbagging. Marquez wasn't sandbagging in practice and qualifying. He was by far the fastest in there. Nowhere near the track record that he set a couple years ago. So the spec ECU has definitely affected that. They can't get the kind of speed they used to get. The tires certainly have affected that. But
he just the Hondas and Ducatis just motored away.
This is two in a row now for Marquez.
Yeah,
which two in a row.
Going into the season were like the Hondas look crappy.
Well,
and I said it's testing. It don't mean nothing.
Well, they did.
That's
look
why
crappy.
I don't talk about.
Well,
it.
Well, they did look crappy though. There's no question about it. They even said they were behind.
And the first race, he didn't look all that great.
And
either.
I tell people I'm a nice guy.
No, and Phil, they didn't look good. They did not look good at Phillip Island either. So I mean, Qatar, they didn't look good.
He got a second.
Didn't look good though.
Marquez got a second
in Qatar.
Yeah.
Okay. A second isn't okay. And by how much?
I don't know. You're gonna make me pull up the stats?
No, they did not. The Hondas did not look good going into the season. There's no question.
I'm sorry.
About
he got that. A third.
A third. Okay.
By 2 seconds, and he was only 2/10 off. He was only 2/10 off a second.
Right.
And Pedrosa got a.
That's a little
fifth.
Bit different than dominating two races in a row, which he's done now. So.
Well, they found a new way to cheat.
No, they found some speed. They found some speed. They found some speed.
Anybody can ship us a box of Snickers so we can have an emergency, you know, supply here just in case.
Yeah, really.
I am just in a bad mood.
Anyway.
But then you had Ken's favorite rider, Jorge Lorenzo.
Yes.
In his last year on Yamaha.
He quit again.
He kind of did punch out. Once Marquez got out there, he quit again.
I'll manage
my lead.
I'm not going to win.
And
so
then Ian Oni was out there stalking, looking for somebody to wreck. But Pedrosa came along and took out the Vizioso for him.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, what
a... That was a bad wreck.
That was a bad wreck.
I thought it was decent of Pedrosa to run over to him after that. He didn't mean to take him out. His bike slid out, and Dovizioso happened to be on the outside, and out went the bike, right? Took Dovizioso. It took him out bad.
Bad.
You know?
Yeah, I thought it crushed his leg there at first.
That had to be not fun at all for Dovizioso.
You know,
Then he went over checked on him, and he went over and checked on him and said, "You okay?" Okay, you're fine. I'm leaving now.
He gave him a thumbs up.
Nice job taking me out. That's what he was saying. The thumbs up.
He was like Pedrosa. You might have your job next year. I don't. Thanks.
No,
we need to finish.
When Pedrosa ran over to him, he said the first thing that Dovizioso said. He said, "Crazy Joe, is that you?"
I just love Crazy Joe's interviews and stuff where he thinks he's ahead of Dovizioso as for being kept by Ducati. It's like, you just wrecked $2 million worth of bikes last week. What makes you think they want to hold on to you?
This is like, Dovizioso, this is the definition of, this is when you're having a bad couple weeks, okay? Your teammate takes you out in one race just before you clinch, you get a second place.
Right.
And then
you're having a decent run.
More than a decent run, and then Dovizioso, and then Pedrosa takes him out the next week. So sorry about that.
That's horrible.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, oops, sorry.
Well, you know, that's in the post-race interview, Iannone said, at least it wasn't me.
I did see him giving him like a 10 spot on the way. He's like, yep, finished ahead of him again. I mean, literally, that's what he said. He went back to the team garage and he's like, yep, strike went up, finished ahead of him again. I feel so bad for Dovi.
Well, I don't. I mean, I guess I feel bad for him. You can feel doubly bad for him when he's unemployed in a few months.
Right. I mean, he's going to lose his job because other people can't ride.
Right, right.
That's just sad.
So.
And, but he's getting to sign with Ducati. So, you know, teaches you a lesson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But they all the Italian riders want to ride for Ducati once in their life.
I know. You know?
I mean, Rossi wanted to do that, too, and it didn't work out so well, so he came back. Yeah. But, winning's better than being on an Italian
Winnie, bike. Much better than money.
That's right.
But there's more money in winning.
Well, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't need money. So.
There's more money in winning. There's more fame in winning.
Yeah. So
fame's more.
All right. So even
though
you want to talk about now, we're going to talk about Moto America.
I'm just going to take my headset off.
Okay. You can just go to sleep now, Phil. Here. Have another cookie. Okay. Okay. So,
they go super sport or super bike.
We talked super sport. I didn't watch it.
I did. And it was, it was a decent, good race.
Wait,
I mean,
time out. You didn't watch it either. Surprise.
Yeah. Well, I will admit, I found it by accident. It wasn't on purpose that I found the super sport race.
Time out. Are you listening, Moto America? People are finding your races by accident. You need to change this.
Well, the leading champion, J.D. Beach, finished second, and he was just, from my point of view, Gerloff just outraced him. He couldn't catch him, but the one time he did catch him, it was only for a few turns and
his
back.
It's his new beard. I saw a picture of him. He's got a beard.
Yeah, it's not a very good beard.
Doesn't look good for him. He looks like a Three Musketeer. Okay?
Beards are not fast.
No, beards are definitely not fast.
They're not aerodynamic.
No. Mr. I came in 15th place, Barcia. How good the beard is.
Yeah, right. Beards don't work out so well.
Beards don't work out.
Right. But overall, I thought it was, you know, it was a fun race to watch. I enjoyed it, but it was really, you know, those two up front and then everyone else competing, you know, for their positions. And it was,
and this really wasn't the kind of track that J.D. Beach excels at. I mean, that's what I take out of what Warren's saying.
Yeah.
Is J.D. Beach might be maturing as a road racer, because normally he's the guy with the short track, no big straightaways.
Yeah, right.
Greasy, sliding around. And that track had a lot of traction.
Yeah. Well.
And big straightaways.
Second place isn't bad, because he's going to be a lot stronger at some other tracks coming up.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He didn't ride bad. It's just the Gerloff rode a little bit better.
So let's go into Superbike, which I thought was an absolute stunner.
Oh, sorry. Show's over.
I just want to mention, actually, the show is getting ready to get over with, right?
No, we got 8 minutes.
Okay, good.
Like,
I do want to talk about it, because there's actually some really cool things that went on in this race, which people really wouldn't know. This is things that actually you could have known, because you didn't need to watch the race to know this, but I'll tell you about it afterwards. But I really feel very, very bad for Roger Hayden. I feel very, very bad for him, because his teammate, Jake Lewis, gets injured, and they go over and they
import a guy.
They import Tony Elias, which is only, let's see, the first Moto2 champion.
It's not like they brought in a slob.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, they pretty much screwed Roger Hayden.
Well, here's the only thing about it. Okay, Tony Elias's super bike or MotoGP career has not been all that impressive. Okay, in fact, his MotoGP career, two times he was in MotoGP, weren't very impressive, and people were very, very disappointed in that. But I'll tell you what, was there like a perfect marriage between him and that Suzuki?
Oh man,
and Phil wouldn't know this because he didn't see any of this, but. The Suzuki that Roger Hayden's riding, we always talk about how it's an old bike. They were supposed to get a new Suzuki this year. And at the last minute in the fall, Suzuki announced it wasn't going to be ready in time. So they are back to running the 2007, I think it is. They're still running a 2007. It's 2016. It's like a 9-year-old bike they're riding, right? But Hayden said he actually nothing went like back and looked at the computer sport. Records on the bike, Phil. You'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. And what did he see? Ben Spies and Matt Maladin's name. He's running the same bike that Ben Spies and Matt Maladin were riding when they were.
Well, here you go, Nicky. I mean, Roger Hayden. It's obviously not the bike's fault because we know that bike could win.
Yeah, but against
10 years ago.
Against 9-year-old bikes, it could. But apparently, Tony Elias
got the new bike.
Yeah, right. No, there's no new bike. There is no. Both of those are the same year, model year. But Tony Elias just seemed like he got on that bike and he just felt at home. And Roger Hayden, who
what do they do now?
Because Roger Hayden led the race in the beginning, but he just hunted him down.
Yeah, it wasn't all that long, and then the first race they red flagged because he was ahead.
Well, Roger Hayden was well ahead, yeah. Actually.
I don't think Elias would have caught him in that first race if it went for the red flag.
I don't think so. And Kyle Wyman's bike motor detonated on the track.
Oh, it was spectacular.
Right, and just covered the track in oil.
Flames coming out the side of the bike, you know, 2 feet high.
So they red flagged the race while Roger Hayden is going on to win his first superbike race, Phil. Way ahead at the time. Red flags, when the race restarted, it's all Tony Elias.
Yeah.
In race one.
Wow.
Yeah, Tony Elias gets that win. Roger Hayden goes and pounds his head against a brick wall after that. He's got to be killing. Yamahas, no competition. Just like in MotoGP. The Yamahas were no competition in this race.
Maybe,
no.
Cameron they got bad gearing for the big straightaways.
Cameron Bouvier wrecked again. Race one, and
Josh Hayes finished third, Josh and Ganjay finished fourth.
And he was lucky. The Yamahas did not do well.
But they weren't even competitive. I mean, they were so far behind. They weren't.
Right. And race two, it was all Tony Elias. Roger Hayden couldn't even do anything with him.
No.
In race two,
from the start.
He doubles, first time ever on that bike, he doubles in the opening race of the season, and it's the first Suzuki win in Superbike in 4 years, and not Roger Hayden.
So I'm pretty much sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who was the last guy to win on a Suzuki in Superbike.
Might have been Matt Maladin.
Might have been.
Yeah. I'm pretty much sure that Yoshimura Suzuki is now going to have 3 bikes.
That's the thing. Jake Lewis is coming back. Jake Lewis is going to be coming back.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I think like in 2 weeks. What are they going to do?
They got the race this week in Atlanta.
So obviously
it's going to be Elias.
He was only guaranteed 2 races. That's all. I mean, two stops. The first two, and then Jake Lewis would be back. And they're
going with the points lead. It's kind of hard to sit you. Roger, you might be having more bad news.
They asked the team manager, "What are you going to do if he says I'm going to have to find budget for another bike."
By find budget he means cut the expensive guy.
he's not. There's no way. He's going to send Tony Elias out. Suzuki wants to win the championship more.
You know, maybe they should have a seniors race series. Josh Hayes, Roger Hayden, Nicky can come back.
Well, Roger Hayden's not that old. He's not that old.
35, something like that.
34. Where Hayes is 40?
46.
46. But anyway, so Tony Elias is now leading the championship points. and
the racing was decent.
And it was good racing. Yeah.
Hayes and Ganji weren't competitive for the win.
Yeah.
You know, those two and then Bobby Fong, they were some good racing with them.
There was some good racing. Bobby Fong was the top super stock guy. Poor Josh Herron and Eslick, Danny Eslick, not going so well for them.
No.
Didn't do so well for them. They ended up finishing 5th and 6th, I think, or 6th and 7th. I don't
recall. Eslick finished 10th in the second race.
Oh, he was 10th in the second race, but yeah, in the first race I was talking about. In any case, here's the thing, Phil. Roger Hayden would have won both those races if Tony Elias hadn't been there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Isn't that a killer?
That's a killer.
That is an absolute
killer.
Listen,
Roger Hayden was really cool with us.
He was very cool with us.
And it's just...
Bad break.
We've probably rooted more for Roger Hayden
than anybody else.
Now, real quick before we run out of time, want to hear something very interesting?
Sure.
Tony Ellis has got a very interesting history. He actually helped a Hayden boy win a championship by beating Rossi.
That's right.
Beating Rossi.
So Nikki could get his championship.
Right, by 5 points.
Yeah,
he won.
Right.
He won a race, took five points out of Rossi.
Then he comes back and screws his brother over.
That's right, yeah.
And I mean, we've always been supportive of Roger.
That's unbelievable.
But he's like the Trey Kinnard right now.
I had completely forgotten that Elias beat Rossi in that race that gave the margin of victory to Nicky Hayden the championship, and now he comes back to MotoGP, and I mean, he comes back to MotoAmerica and takes it away from Roger.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
I didn't hear any music.
That's why I was doing this.
Oh, because there was no music playing?
No. Well, there was music playing.
I never heard music playing.
All right, I guess I didn't have it loud enough.